This is Alberto Soto speaking. Good afternoon, good evening. There is someone with the mic open, so please mute your speakers. So we will start with our monthly call today on May the 25th. So Gisela, if you could be so kind so as to proceed with the roll call. Thank you.
Thank you, Alberto. Gisela here. Welcome to the Lacralo monthly call on Monday, the 25th of May at 2300 UTC. On today's call, we have Alberto Soto, Umberto Carrasco, Antonia Medina Gomez, Aida Noblia, Christian Casas, Carlos Pera, Ricardo Olmquist, Wanda Cartesini, Peter Knight, Pedro Caballero, Fatima Cambronero. On the Portuguese channel, we have Sylvia Headline Leite and Aline Andrade. And on the English channel, we have Roosevelt King, who seems to be only on the Adobe Connect for now, Dev Anand Tiliksing, and Carlton Samuels, I believe, on the Adobe Connect as well. Apologies noted from Juan Manuel Rojas, Sergio Salinas Porto, Javier Rojas Chandia, and Natalia Inciso. From staff, we have Silvia Vivanco and myself, Gisela Gruber. Our interpreters today on the Spanish channel are Veronica and David, and on the Portuguese channel, Bettina. If I could just remind everyone to please state their names when speaking, not only for transcript purposes, but to allow our interpreters to identify you on the other language channels, and also to speak at a reasonable speed to allow for accurate interpretation. Thank you, and over to you, Alberto.
This is Alberto Soto speaking. Thank you very much, Gisela. So I don't see the red circle for the meeting to be recorded. So we will start with the adoption of the agenda. So Umberto, you have the floor. Go ahead, please. This is Umberto speaking. I see now the red symbol there. So the meeting is being recorded right now. So this is Umberto Carrasco for the record. So we will start with the adoption of the agenda. So we will review very quickly the action items from our previous meeting. For the statements of interest, then we have recruitment and the proposal on metrics. We will also speak about the showcase, the Buenos Aires showcase. We know there are some pending issues. It is almost defined, but it would be good to inform the rest of the region about this. And then finally, we will speak about the use of resources from new GTLDs, from the bits of new GTLDs, and we will also deal with some other topics in case someone would like to add any other business to the agenda. So this is the agenda. Now, Alberto, you have the floor. This is Alberto Soto. Thank you very much, Umberto. I will speak about, very briefly, I will speak about the trivia, because since this is related to another item, so I will speak of these or about these within the action items, because this is a pending topic. This is Umberto Carrasco speaking. Okay, go ahead, please. So this is Alberto speaking. So now we will proceed to speak about the trivia. And the trivia is finished by now. I don't have the official information ready, but as far as I know, there are approximately 29 or 30 participants. The winner shouldn't have participated because it was someone from Honduras, and we had no one in Honduras, so he was not allowed to participate because the rule said that that person should be member of certified ALS, and the ALS should have a member there. And this was not the case. Therefore, the second case and then the winner is Juan Manuel Rojas. But Juan Manuel sent me an email, and he has a crop travel or a travel assigned by the crop program. So he did that to participate in the trivia, but not to win the trivia. He didn't want to win the trivia. So I would like to inform, or I had to inform, in fact, this information just to see who would be the final winner, because I don't know that name. So that person may be able to travel to Buenos Aires. Now let's speak about the following item on the agenda. We have the MOU with LACNIC. Well, this was quite delayed, in fact. We are working on the amendments or the modifications of the document. We are doing this within the working group. And as soon as we have it ready, we will publish the information on the wiki page. The modifications were not significant ones, but we didn't want to publish that information without having finished the whole document. I did my best to publish the details about the showcase, but I will leave this item pending until item number 6. And we will speak about the showcase in item number 6, as it is on the agenda. By now, do you have any questions? Humberto Carrasco speaking. There is a question for you. Silvia has a question for you on the chat. She asks, when will the official result be released on the Lacrado list? Alberto speaking. I think it will be tomorrow, because we have to solve this issue first. So after this meeting, I will inform to Rodrigo Saucedo, and tomorrow all the information will be published. Humberto speaking. Thank you very much, Alberto, for this information. Humberto speaking. So the last action item has to do with organizational issues for the event, and this is already done. Now we will deal with item number 5, regarding documents for review and update. This week, I will be delivering the final document, that is the Word document with the comments. This was created by Dev and Roosevelt, and we are working on those documents, and once we finish with the documents will be sent to for translation to the respective languages. And I will speak about the governance topic, because I think it was in Brazil. So I would like to say that those documents are being drafted in order to be launched as soon as possible. My idea is to release this document for consultation before our Buenos Aires GA, or before the Buenos Aires meeting. There is one document, which is the matrix document, where there is a comment by Dev, and well, this is in general terms, we are a bit behind, or we are with some delay, but the idea is to finish with this before the Buenos Aires meeting. Do you have any question or any comment? Alberto, would you like to make any comment? This is Alberto Soto speaking. Well, when it comes to the matrix document, I am working on that, and I think Deb's comment is already incorporated, so I will give a final reading to this document, and if it is ready, well, that's done. Or if it is not, if the comment is not added yet, well, of course, we will take that into account. But once we have that information ready, I will be posting that document on the wiki so that we can keep on working very quickly. This is Humberto Carrasco speaking. Thank you very much, Alberto. I just wanted to tell to Dev that the idea is to get all the comments, consider all the comments and input received, and to publish the, between quote and quote, the final version of that document. So that anyone and everybody can have the information ready and can know what the documents are about. And we will also follow Carton's suggestions. He's asking documents to be circulated by the mailing list. So we will do that. I see no other comment. So, Alberto, I think we can proceed with the Lacralo showcase for Buenos Aires. Alberto Soto speaking. Okay. So, just to give you a summary, as you know, everything depends on the amount of money that we can collect. We have $1,200 by Aiken and $1,500 by Rodrigo de la Parra, and this is and $500 by Lacnic. So if we have extra money, okay, we will see that, but this is the amount of money that we have so far, and we will see what we can do with this. So far, we have money for some food and beverages at the Sheraton. This is $1,350. This is $534 assigned as well for beverages. And this information and this exact amount of money are not exact figures, but in fact, these are approximate figures because these amount of money has been turned into dollars. When it comes to the show, the live show, we had three options. We have one with one couple, then some other option with two couples, and a third option with three couples. And we have the option of the showcase, which is a 30-minute show, and within this show, these 30 minutes, we have to provide the show and the tango classes, so this will not change. So what we can do is to add some more money or some more time to provide a better show and to provide or to give time for tango classes or tango lessons. And this is what we have to define. So perhaps we can take 30 minutes or 40 minutes. The amount devoted for that was $1,000 for 40 minutes, so perhaps we can have 20 minutes for dance for the show and the other 20 minutes devoted to the tango lessons. So if we keep the first option, if we have the 30-minute option, we will spend $1,150. But if we take the other option with the three couples, we will have $816. This is the money that we will have. And we need to spend some money in some other gifts and the souvenirs. And when it comes to the souvenirs, there will be a very brief explanation regarding the Aboriginal tribe, or the that is from Brazil and Argentina. So there will be a brief explanation about the witches and a brief explanation about the Palo Santo, because this Palo Santo is a is a kind or type of timber used for these souvenirs. So we will give a brief explanation about this. These are some pins. We have six type of pins. These are birds, in fact. So we will have 100 birds to provide as gifts. So we'll have six wooden birds, different types of birds, and there will be an explanation about the Wichí tribe and about the Palo Santo, which is the material used for these gifts, within the souvenir. So everything will be included in the souvenir. Silvia will also have will be in charge of a card regarding ICANN and at large. So I don't know. Perhaps we can devote some of this money to improve the tango lessons and to improve some other things. I don't know if you have any question or comment. This is Humberto Carrasco speaking, and I have a question.
This is Humberto Carrasco speaking. I'm sorry, this is the interpreter speaking into the Spanish channel. I am in the English channel now. I apologize. So this is Humberto Carrasco speaking. What I was saying is that because we have some money left, the idea is that perhaps we could take some music from the regions without really being concerned about the copyright issues. Sergio Salinas Portos had agreed to consult the copyright issues with the office in Buenos Aires to see how much we have to pay to get a license. It shouldn't be that much. And so we could bring some folk music from each of the Latin American countries and be able to play it, to play that music during the event without having any copyright issues over there. So that was one of the issues we had proposed. And I wrote an email to Sergio, but because he is in Brazil, he hasn't really replied yet. This is Alberto speaking. I'm sorry, I didn't really know about this. I asked someone to inform me about this, but nobody told me about this. I was traveling during the last meeting. Is this the only modification so far for what we have done? This is Humberto speaking. Yes, this is the only change. Alberto speaking. Okay, so considering this, we will not wait much longer because we can't just take any longer. And I suggest that we meet on Thursday at the latest so that we can define everything we need to do in relation with this work. Is there any other suggestion? This is Humberto speaking for the record. I also want to remind you that for this event, those who are going to attend, and this is something we have discussed, but it would be nice to remind this to all of the Lacralo people, that it would be nice to have any traditional garments. This is Alberto speaking. I was going to talk about the reminders. The reminder number one is those of you who come, please do bring your costumes from your own countries. And there are several of us who will be wearing the traditional costumes. Brazil will be very nicely represented by Wanda, Silvia, and someone else. I am going to be wearing a gaucho costume, and I think someone from Colombia, Antonio Medina Gomez, I think he promised to wear some traditional costumes as well. We will probably commit someone from Mexico wearing at least a hat, because it is perhaps a little difficult to wear a whole costume. So this is the reminder. Now, the second important reminder, very important reminder, is that all the ALSs should have already sent, and the last date is June 10, they should have sent the videos or the music, because we are discussing music, so do send videos or music. If we cannot use it, then no, that's not a problem, but we need to have some time to put all these together. I found someone who will edit all the videos that we have, but if you do not send this to me before June 10, I'm not going to be able to edit that. I cannot commit a job that is free of charge, because this is someone who is preparing these out of his working hours. So I ask all the ALSs that you send me the music on one hand and the videos on the other hand. You can send this to me or Umberto, just in case. But please, do send this before June 10. You still have time. We have some days before June 10. I don't see any hand up. Are there any questions? Umberto, please help me, because sometimes I don't see all of these here. This is Umberto speaking. I see some suggestions by Dev, and Silvia Ivanko is asking for the floor before we go on. So Silvia, you now have the floor. This is Silvia speaking. Thank you, Umberto and Alberto. Just two or three issues. We are already completing the final details for the showcase agenda, as you can see on the draft that we have just posted on the wiki. There are some very little issues to define. One of them is that there was a possibility to have this MOU with LACNIC. I posted it there so that it can be determined. It hasn't really been confirmed yet. I assigned 10 minutes. But if this is not going to happen, then we can take it out and you can have some 10 more additional minutes. The other issue is we are preparing a website where we're going to upload the pictures of the speakers, pictures of Fadi and Steve Crocker, Alberto, Alan Greenberg, Rodrigo de la Parra, and many other speakers. So we're going to upload speakers of the dancers as well. And this is just to promote the event within ICANN, because as you know, there will be no gala this time, and we know that maybe some people would like to come visit us and see our showcase. So it would be nice to have a nice wiki page, just a website, where you would be able to see all the showcase details. We will coordinate with Alberto so that we can have the invitations for our VIP, so that you can schedule exactly the day and the time so that you can attend there and give your presentations. And finally, we have already received the confirmation from LACNIC and Google Argentina, because they are donating $500 each, and we are already in talks with the finance department so that these donations can become effective. In addition, if they so want, we will add their logos, if they so wish, on our website. So, for the time being, that's all I wanted to say, and we will continue to be engaged so that we can have all the details of the showcase. This is Umberto speaking. Thank you, Silvia. I was reading the chat, and I was seeing some comments and questions from Dev and Carlton. I would like to read them if you can answer them. This is still Umberto Carrasco speaking for the record. Dev is asking, what are the issues related to the possible MOU with LACNIC? And has there been any communications or fix with LACNIC? That is a question from Dev. And Carlton Simons is asking, Alberto, I am puzzled why an MOU with LACNIC is still controversial. Please look at the ones executed with other RIRs or RALOs. If we can at least affirm the ideas are useful, in those shamelessly copy and be done. And for the record, I support the MOU with Lagnik. This is what Carlton Samuels is saying. So, Alberto, you now have the floor. This is Alberto Sauto speaking. Thank you very much for your questions. So, Dev, there are no issues. We have, Dev and Carlton, actually, I have personally talked with the chairs of all of those who had signed, and I actually have talked with everybody, not only with them. We have already had three of them signed, and I have taken this as a model, and the working group is already working on this. So within the group, there has been some suggestion to add some aspect of legal controversies. This is what has taken this longer, but it has already been defined. So I would say that in the same line as the others that have already been signed, there are no possibilities of legal issues. We don't even have a legal personality here. But the goals and the simplicity of what is included in the MOU, which is actually on the wiki page, on the wiki page you will find the project that may have some very little changes, but not really significant changes, and the other ones that have already been signed. Now, something else that has already delayed the issue a little bit is the fact that APNIC is a member of AVNIC is a member of APNIC. So I'm not saying we don't need to do this, but this is the only significant difference in the MOUs that have already been signed. The Asia-Pacific region is a member of its respective RIR. So I would say that first we need to send this or to include this simply with this MOU because we are... or our region is winning because we cannot give anything to LACNIC except the collaboration of many, many professionals that we have to work together, to work collaboratively. This is something we can give. Now, with respect to funds, LACNIC is giving a $500 sponsorship, so LACNIC can give us some scholarships or some of the meetings aside from being able to use these. Maybe LACNIC could give us some kind of subsidy for those meetings. So this is very simple. Oh, and yes, there's something else. You asked if there is some kind of contact with LACNIC. Well, yes, in this week we had a draft of the MOU, and Alejandro Pisanti is going to get in contact with this week with the LACNIC CEO. I asked him to do this because I didn't want to do this. This is someone he knows, and there is a friendship relationship between Alejandro and Oscar Robles. So there is a contact, and maybe tomorrow or the day after tomorrow, this will be defined so that we can put it in the list for discussion, voting, and if we have the time, maybe we can sign it in Buenos Aires. Is there any question about this? This is Humberto Carrasco speaking. Dev is making some comments, and he has already changed the issue. It seems, Alberto, before going to Dev's comments on the agenda, I think there is an intention to try and sign an MOU within the showcase. Perhaps we should speak to Alejandro Pisanti and see if we can have the possibility to hasten this, to speed it up and see if we can include the MO in the Buenos Aires showcase. So this is the comment I have. This is Alberto speaking for the record. Well, yes, we are a bit behind, but still there has been some progress. About 15 days ago, through Andres Piazza, he has stated there will be no problem with that, but we want to have, we want to be sure that we, or to guarantee that we will be able to send this. As for what Dev said regarding whether we can include more speakers, I think there is no problem to add speakers because nobody is going to take that long so that it doesn't, the whole thing doesn't become too long, actually. So if Fatima does not oppose, maybe we can add her as a speaker. Okay, so Fatima says yes. We're going to add Fatima as a speaker then. I agree with that. I think that's very nice. So we will then set the time for everybody so that we don't, it doesn't take too long. So Dev, I don't think so, because the secretary has not really spoken. He has always been the chair. Otherwise, we would have too many speakers. This is Umberto speaking, and it is true that he is replacing the secretary. I also agree that we would have too many speakers otherwise. This is Alberto Soto speaking. Silver Ibanco says almost everybody has 3 minutes, so we would have about an hour and a half. So this would be just enough. Is there any other question? I see no hands up. This is Umberto speaking. It seems there are no hands up, so we can go to the next item on the agenda. This is Alberto speaking. We're going to go then to the next item on the agenda. This is item number 7, using the proceeds from the auctions of new GTLDs. Let me explain this. We have the chairs, we, the chairs of the railroads, have a monthly meeting with FADI, the leaders of the ACs and SOs, and the FADI team, the FADI strategy team. In the previous meetings, we dealt with what would be the main issue that should be included in the Buenos Aires meeting. There is an important concern to know what happens with the money, what is it that people do with the money collected by ICANN when they release the new GTLDs. So what I'm asking here is, maybe you should think and check and get informed about what is it that we do with the proceeds that I can get from the auctions of the new GTLDs. So there will be many new GTLDs, so there will be money, but that is collected by ICANN. What FADI wants is that everybody issue an opinion with reasoning, and so that the implementation of the strategy is successful. I think this is a great opportunity. FADI is giving us an unprecedented opportunity to give an opinion about if this means that we are being heard. We really are being heard. So what I'm asking is, please, let us set a time. I think the next meeting will be on the 18th on Buenos Aires, on the 18th of June. We don't really have a lot of time. So I would say that you should send the music and the videos, and you should also at the same time send your opinion on what we should do with the proceeds from the future proceeds that ICANN is going to get from the auctions of new GTLDs. Do you have any questions? I'm seeing the list and I don't see anything else, Umberto, here.
This is Umberto Carrasco for the records. I see there is a question by Dev. He's asking whether there is an at-large wiki page on this issue. I am trying to figure out which topic he's talking about. So could you please clarify that question, Dev? So while Deb is typing, let's give the floor to Alberto. Alberto Soto speaking. Deb, could you please explain the topic? Okay, I see his answer. Okay, great. This is Alberto Soto. No, Deb, I don't know if there is a cross-community working group. So this was not included on any page, because this is something that is being discussed at a RALO leader level and at the ACNSO level as well. Because otherwise, if we have a wiki page, well, we have so many wiki pages that everybody is complaining about the fact that we have so many wiki pages. But anyway, I mean, this topic has already been discussed by email or when I had the meeting with Sadi. I discussed that topic with him, and I asked for further collaboration. And this is the second time I touch upon this topic. And tomorrow I will circulate a reminder so that we can discuss the topic again as a reminder. Silvia. Is there any question? This is Alberto Soto speaking. Is there any question, any comment? This is Umberto Carrasco for the records. I see some comments by Carton. Let me see it. This is Alberto Soto speaking. Well, I agree with the fact that there are no working groups, I mean, or there is no working group within ALAC or any cross-community working group on this issue. However, what I will try to do is this. And please help me with this, because there is such an amount of work that is very difficult. So I would kindly ask you that if you know how this is being dealt with, please let me know. Because if there is no opinion about this, okay, what we can do is this. We can say the policy should be this. The way in which this should be done is such and such. Or perhaps the methodology should be such and such. So one thing is to provide an opinion on the way something should be done, and the other thing is to speak about the way or how this should be done. Nobody told me anything about generating a policy or about this topic. So I am kindly ask you your opinion about these two things. So I will take your input, whether it is a policy or not. And perhaps you can also tell me, okay, we can invest on such and such thing. I don't know if you agree with this. Alberto Soto speaking. Is there any question or any comment? Alberto Soto speaking. We can ask that in the meeting tomorrow. So please raise your hand if there is any one of you who know, and of course I know that part of this has to do with ICANN. For example, ICANN meetings are also being paid or funded with the money coming from these auctions. But I'm wondering if you know, if any one of you know how these resources are being invested. I mean, I see no one with a hand up, but do you know how this money is being invested? In which other things this money is being invested? Do you know? Umberto, do you see anyone with a hand up? Umberto Carrasco speaking for the record. Alberto, I see no one with a hand up. So if then, now we will proceed with item number 8, and I will give the floor to Dev to speak about this item on the agenda. Alberto Soto speaking. Okay, I am seeing, I'm reading Carton's comment. And he's talking about the RIRs as example. And he's also mentioning the ISOC. Okay, thank you. Is there any other suggestion? I see Dev, he's requesting the floor. So Dev, go ahead, please.
Thank you. This is Dev Anand speaking. I just want to bring up two issues that might be of interest coming from the At-Large Technology Task Force. One is the Skype translator preview is now available for anyone to use. Now, the restrictions are for the Skype translator preview is that you must be running Windows 8 and have a Microsoft account because it's only available from the Microsoft Store. However, it does interpret spoken English and Spanish, and also it would also translate instant messages with any other Skype user. So we had a demonstration on the Technology Task Force call on Monday, and it was quite remarkable to see. There were errors, but it was impressive to see this happening in real time. So that's one thing. The second thing was that I was also trying to bring up some of the issues regarding the Lacrallo mailing list issues. Just to bring up a summary here of the Lacrallo mailing list issues, and I posted a link now to the on the wiki there. ICANN staff is still trying to work on this new translation engine to try to replace the existing one in place. I think it's still not quite ready yet, unfortunately, because I think what might happen if you were to switch to it right now, it would cause a lot of rejected messages. I've also outlined a possible different approach to how the Lacrallo mailing list translation be handled. I did a presentation on the Technology Task Force on this matter with several slides. I think it's probably coming close to the top of the hour, but I'd be willing to have to discuss this at the next Lacrallo call or at Buenos Aires. That's it for now.
Alberto Soto speaking. Thank you very much, Dev, for your comment. We will take this as an action item for our next meeting. Carson, go ahead, please.
Thank you, Alberto. This is Carson Samuel, for the record. I wanted to go back to the issue of this, what to do with the proceeds from the auction. There are two major streams of thought. The first one was whether or not ICANN should not be more heavily vested in providing tools and facilities to encourage, to support, to provide for more interaction with the global community. And Dev was speaking to some of those earlier on, better translation engines, more pervasive translation into many more languages. The question of having scribing, live scribing at meetings and so on. Those are issues. The second major stream of thought was whether or not it was not in ICANN's interest to extend the benefits of the internet to the next billion. And so there were ideas about what would happen if ICANN would invest some money in ensuring that the next billion was connected to the internet. Those of us who are in the IT for the state for a long time, there's a feedback, I don't know what it is coming from. There's a feedback that is very distracting. Let me see if I can go on. We were having a discussion about what kinds of interactions that I can support. And the big one is academic. And the question was, how could ICANN act within its own remit to encourage greater access in the underserved, green workers, the next billion,
Carlton?
Hello?
Carlton, sorry to interrupt. It's Gisela here. We're having issues with the lines, with the background noise. Interpreters are not able to interpret at this stage.
Okay.
When you see the slide.
Sorry for having interrupted. We just need to find where the background noise is in order to be able to start interpreting again.
Thank you, Gisela. Thank you very much.
For all those on the audio, if you are on the telephone as well as having your Adobe Connect on the computer, please do mute your microphones and speakers on your computer. We still have a lot of background noise, and we're not able to interpret. Carlton, Gisela, again, I believe there seems to be some background noise coming from your line as well. If we can just do an audio check to see if we can start interpreting again. Thank you. Veronica, David, Carrie, if you could just please confirm.
This is Alberto Soto speaking. Okay, I know that Carson is having problems with his line, but the most significant part of his speech was understood, so that's clear for me. And then if I have any doubt, no worries, because I will contact him by email so that we can further develop the ideas and so that we can continue our discussion on the mailing list. I see that Peter has posted something on the list on the AC room. So we can send this information to the mailing list, and then we'll create a wiki page so that we can post all the documents regarding this issue. So could you please send that information? If that is the case, I will be very pleased to receive that information. So what we can do is to post these two lines of thinking in the wiki page so that we can provide our opinions on this. Is there any question or any comment that you would like to make? Now we will proceed with item number 8 on the agenda. If there are no further questions, we will finish this call. But before that, I would kindly ask you to remember the costume for the meeting, and please to send by June the 10th the information about this topic and the video and music from each country. Christian, then I will contact you again so that we can speak with Carlton, and so that everybody is aware of this. Is there any other question or any other comment? I see no comments, no questions, and since we have been discussing during 1 hour, we will bring this call to an end. Thank you very much to the staff, thank you very much to the interpreters, and thank you to the participants, and thank you for your participation.
This is Dave. Thanks again.